All right. Good morning, everybody. Hey, I want to read a couple things this morning on the seven disciplines. And I guess most of you guys have nailed it because most of you did not do assignments this week. So I'm assuming you guys got sales, marketing, accounting, law, quality control, knowledge, and direction. The seven corporate disciplines, you guys have got them nailed. As Susie put it, without command of every single one of these, fear and foolish ideas will take control. My job as a leader, as a CEO, is to lead, teach, and inspire. And she gives us Proverbs 12:1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. Whew, those are strong words, really strong words. And I didn't write them there. It's Proverbs 12, verse 1, so you can read it for yourself. Jackie puts it like this. We must be disciplined in every aspect of our life, not just in business. In business, Pat outlines them as sales, marketing, accounting, law, quality control, knowledge, and direction. In our personal life, there are too many to list, but God wants us to be disciplined. So we take care of what he has graced us with. I think sometimes we all fall into this, but a lot of you guys on the phone, you're too busy to make any money. You're working so hard, you don't know how, you can't make any money. Now, as they were on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed her into her house, and she was working really hard. Martha was working her butt off. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. So Mary took time to listen to the Lord's teaching, but Martha was working her tail off. She was working really hard. And I don't want to discount that because she was working really hard. And I know what it's like to work really hard. But Martha was distracted with much serving. So she was doing stuff. She was serving. There was people there. They wanted, you know, they were hungry. They were thirsty. Whatever it was, she was taking care of them. And she went up to the Lord and she said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Don't you care about me? And what does he say? Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. Many of you guys on the phone today, you're anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her. She sat down. She was learning. She was being taught. And that's a very important aspect of what we do as CEOs, as business owners. We have to sit. We got to listen. We got to learn. I could tell you about a company I know about. I have personal experience with this company. And I don't know how many of you guys have been like so broke and you had to start a new company, a brand new company with no money, with not two nickels to rub together, nothing. So when you get to that point where you literally have nothing, you don't have a job, maybe you got one truck contract for $60,000, which won't even pay for anything, you learn quickly how to be disciplined. You learn very quickly how to be disciplined. I just thank God he didn't afflict me like Job, because I don't think I would have survived. He just took it all away. I always wondered, for many years, what would it be like if, you know, I lost everything and was broke? Well, I found out what it was like to lose everything and be broke, and on top of being broke, being multiple seven figures in debt. And then on top of that, having to start all over again. So it takes discipline, it takes time, it takes, you got to be into it. Now, how many of you guys, I got to brag a little bit because sometimes we need to hear it because it's a testimony of what God did, not what I did. This testimony of what God did. What God did was he took that little company that had one $60,000 contract and did a grand total in 9 months of $600,000 of income, which again, wasn't enough to pay for anything, but somehow on January 1st, that little company was still barely breathing, but still there. And then the next year it was a little bit more. And the next year it was a little bit more. And then 2 years ago, that little company did $16 million. You know what? And the infrastructure hasn't changed. Going to the white room, the infrastructure hasn't changed. But it took seven disciplines: sales, marketing. It takes quality control. It takes people that you work with and you train and you lead, teach, and inspire them. And you move. So if you don't have that all nailed yet, I'll still take an assignment on the chapter on the seven disciplines. And as we go into the cup people, none of us on this phone should be satisfied with living in a cup. None of us should be satisfied with that. We should always be yearning for more. And that more is, what does God have for me? What does God want me to do today? What is before me today? I just say, because I got three assignments this week. And all you guys have been blessed. And all you guys, you listen. And if you're in but you're so darn busy with everything, you don't have time to make any money. I'll just say it that way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. As we go into this next chapter of the cup people, Lord, we don't want to be satisfied with our lives trapped in a cup, but we want to be lifted up and out through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ and the one who has made a way for us. You have set a path before us. As it says there in Hebrews, the writer, he says, all discipline for the moment seems grievous. It's hard. Discipline is a hard thing, but it yields. It yields. And when you discipline us, it yields. And I've just seen discipline yields. So we thank you for the discipline, and then may we put it to work. We thank you for this time as we go into this next chapter. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. We thank you that we get to do this today. We get to get on the phone. We get to gather. We get to gather together, and we get to listen, and we get to learn. We thank you for this time. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Every time I hear this chapter, used to have a person that did accounting for us, and she used to love to leave science experiments on her desk. And it's always a reminder, because you would, watching the science experiment that she would perform, you would walk in and there would be, you know, a quarter of a cup of coffee sitting there. You know, it's been there for a day. And then the next day you walk in and it still looks like a quarter cup of coffee. There might be a dark rim around just below because some of it's evaporated. And then as time goes, truly, it just, life starts coming out, but it's not a life that you want to be engaged in. You know, you get that layer of, first it's just a scummy layer, and then it's full of mold. And then, you know, it just gets worse and worse. And, you know, and eventually, it just all dries up and it's gone. It's just gone. And that's just a vivid picture in my mind always. And if there's anything I want to flee from, I don't want to be living in that life. Flee, I got to flee. What do? We flee and we cling. We can flee from getting stuck in a cup with some interesting organisms that are all fighting for a hierarchy, and we can cling to the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood is enough. It's always enough. His death and then his resurrected life is more than enough. What we need to have a life that's always worth living every day. Anyway, let's pray as we go down to our day. Let's do some assignments. Maybe a couple of you guys kind of go, wow, I've been kind of like just living stuck in a cup. What am I doing? It's time to get out. Well, let's hear about it and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We do thank you that we have, you know, you've delivered us from the power of sin. Yeah, we still struggle with it. We live in a world that's just ruled by the powers of the air, by the powers of darkness. And so, Lord, it's hard. There's just days it's hard, but we can always flee and cling. We can cling to you. And Lord, we can come to that cross, and he says there in 1 John, if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin. And Lord, and even cleanse us from all of it, everything so we can be clean and walk before you. So we just pray as we go out in the day that we would be representatives of Christ as we go out in our homes, our businesses, and everything that we do in our interactions. It's easy, Lord, to fall into those little temptations to give in to anger and all these other and things. And there's may we just be those who are forthright and acting as you would have us to act each day. We thank you for this time to be together. We thank you for this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.